Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone, and for anybody who's listening via web and wants to call in so we can hear you perform, or you just want to let us know what's going on in your community, feel free to call 323-642-1532. Again, that number is 323-642-1532. I just want to give a big thank you and shout out to everybody who came to Illusions Christmas Appreciation Party. It was phenomenal. It was amazing. I had so much fun, and we all did. It felt like Christmas. It was awesome. It was giving. It was love. It was joy. It was dancing. We just had a really, really good time, and I look forward to doing it again next year, even bigger. I just want to go ahead and the next show, I got to let you know about that. Illusions next open mic is going to be a little earlier next year for January. It will be January 13th. Just kind of move that date up a little bit. Kind of barter a little bit because there are other events going on. A lot of people get married, so I don't mind moving it up a little bit. So January 13th, just want to keep pushing that date. Moody Black will be featuring. Looking forward to having him on this show. We can get to know him a little bit better, and you get a chance to see him in person, too. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and get started on the show, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Where do we go? Bad things always feel.
start having regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often overcontemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with a desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Over-receptive to obvious lies while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of the game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. You were probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks, or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook, and from pocketbook to wallet. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. And guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove. And that angry shove into a violent push. And that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look. Giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. You're asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others. We must pull back the covers and blinders from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined. People simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect. Having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways, and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything, but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
Down, look at me now, hold a permanent frown. It was more that you wanted, but life became mine, your opponent. Just wish you were around, wishes I never found. Feet cement the ground, I get it though. What you put out, you get feelings, though. How can I cope if my heart is broke? Thinking I'm dope cause I could bridge a flow. Connect meanings like season. I'm leaving till November, be back by dinner. Don't think they'll notice, think it'll add ease. Tease me cause my heart is weak. Then use the devil against me. Devil comes in forms we can't see. Sneaking hard to the comfortable. So I never sleep. Love is inevitable. So I'll be back this week. Back to the pain and stay surface. When I see your faces, when I see hurting, I'm more certain it's you. For my lyrical arrangement, get to amazing from hell's basement. Look, G-Mai, we made it. We were craving much success. From aging in all distress, aiding all this pain, exporting all this pain to the far left. Lord rap, reputation of hard-headedness. Dying need a hard medicine. Wasn't ready for hard living. Without forgiveness, it's hard leverage over my God body and sin repetitive. With no end, then seeing heaven yet. Not forgetting if I leave, you'll be very sick. Cough up a long, sing a song, I'm not feeling it. Break out in songs in my palms, it's my gift. Here's what God is here. And if you decide to drop it this time, bury this heart. Love is in love if it's painless. Learning the hard way from being angry, getting aggy. Probably the lack of daddy. Maybe the lack didn't back me, just drag me. Across the plains, what was plain had flavor. Mama had it hard, but it made her. I didn't have it made, but it could change up. Laughing at the sky like you just got your weight up. Discovered a path for what's written on paper. Even dreams take detours to get papers. Aiming at the sky with my feet up. Thinking all the skill, cause she lacked what's real. She looked for comfort with no heart to heal. Guess I'll ill it from here. They can't kill me from near. Only thing that I fear, I'm still in possession of the heart I kept tracking. Kept it next to me, kept tracking me. Only thing I'm moving on is my poetry.
After 14, maybe 16 hours of mentally draining corporate demands, I could smell the scented candle smoke and feel the mist of sex in the air. I shower the smog, particle flesh, and earthly germs from my brown, sun-touched epidermis. Black walls fill the room. Sheets grip skin for us to share visions of dreams while infidelity and happiness breathe when you sleep. Each inhale and exhale vibrates reasons why I fell in love with you. Trust peels my inner layers of self-worth, revealing I deserve better than false promises glazed enough to know that you were once sweet, now bitter, salted to cure ham, rising pressures beyond normal. Blood levels to lead me to an early grave. You see, I refuse to medicate my red and white blood cells, tear down my immune system, and lessen the chances of being loved. I hope you understand that I gotta love me first. For your family and friends, you have them to thank. They were right. You should not be tied down with a woman that works hard, takes you on trips across the ocean and somewhere for fine dining other than McDonald's. And no, you don't have to leave. I'm better off without you, so I'm leaving. And I'll be long gone before you awake to realize that I was the best thing that ever happened to you. A list of the monthly bills are on the fridge.
You see, I seen love at first sight. With her, I thought I would love her with all my might. You see, I wanted to walk for sandy beaches and hold her hand and understand that love would not be lost. Can't let the cost to be bought. I would have to wine and dine her to make her feel real special. Out of point of control, showing her that the ghetto is not the place that she has to be made old. Bring her out of the house, show her great things to understand that she can be loved also. She's not taking her virginhood, not taking her safe place, but understand this is the greatest thing that she could be made. Made for a great man's love, like two doves flying from above. See, this is the wind beneath her wings that carries her greatly high within a great man's sky. Understand, she is clear. This is a great day, a brighter day to be in love. See, I enjoy the great sense, the great satin of her steps, the great satin of her soul. See, her dress continue to sway to a great man's beat. Song and dance. Her hair is smooth like silk and skin smooth like caramel. Smells something like sweet, like a great man's robe. After each day, I wanted to get up and make sure that I can rise. You see, we're looking at each other's eyes, our brown eyes, and likewise, and otherwise, we'll understand that we're loving each other, want to be together forever. Walk hand in hand on the great man's beaches. Understand, see, we won't beseech each other, but understand that we have to be together. Join with great men among greatness and let God guide us. Great man's footsteps. I understand that we gotta be loved. Love from above like a great man's dove. See, this is how we have to do it. Understand there's nothing to it. Knowing it and loving it and showing it. This is what we'll do. You see, together we'll love each other for eternity. We'll be together with a great man's entity. See, she's loving me and I'm understanding that I have to guide her, love her, teach her, protect her. With holy matrimony, we hold hands to understand that this is bad man, no last man stand. See, I'm loving myself because I'm loving her. She's feeling me, smiling at me. She can trust in me that I guide her to the greatest heights of this world and that nothing happens to her. No harm or danger will come to her. See, we are very great kids and children, understand? See, we be more abundantly grateful for each other, understand? That we are loved. Show love like great roses. The only rose in my garden, I got to flower and bloom her grace. This is not fake, but see, we sitting upon a great cloud and smile. Today, everything is worthwhile living, not dust out wilding. But understand, this is the greatest reason to be alive. To be with love for someone is very special. Not just a four-letter word, but word of passion. Our great men understand this is not a stash. Not something that you take for granted, or not understanding, not a beat. Great man, see me for our own brains. I understand that our love will always grow, never fail, never fall by the wayside. This is not a junkyard statistic, but something that's needed to be loved as we take the great walks and great heights. And understand that our love is always intuition.
Feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it, China. It feels so good. I like to welcome you to. unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, Shana.
What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed that first round of the Lyrical Cypher. Another big ups to everybody who came out and supported Illusions Christmas. Last Christmas, and I appreciate all the gifts, the support, the who want to dance for dancing, just having a good time. It meant a lot to me. I hope it meant a lot to you. And I'm claiming we're going to do it even bigger in 2018, each show. And the next show is a little early this year, for next year, for January. It's January 13th, and we're featuring Moody Black. That is a show that you do not want to miss. He is a very humble celebrity artist who does a lot in the community. So I'm looking forward to him being there and just us doing our thing. So just everybody just strap your seats up. Strap your seats up and and let's get ready to rock.
Yeah. This feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy, Cartier Genius, a.k.a. Cartier Jesus. Yeah. And I'm here right now to introduce you to the...
All right. We got Truth on the line. What's up, Truth? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, that's what's up. Sorry about that. I had a brief little technical difficulty I had to put on the intro.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's cool.
I'm actually working this out in the parking lot, so I appreciate y'all vibing with me and hanging in there.
That's what's up. At least you're getting it done. You're getting it done. That's what counts.
I got to do what I got to do. Exactly. So I'm going to do it anywhere I got to. We're going to make it happen, and I love what I do, and I love y'all. So what you got going on today?
I'm just nothing. I'm just really tired. You know, this is our last week of work until next year, so we are really getting pushed to get orders out. So
okay.
Yeah. That's it, right, though.
So
but, yeah, other than that, what you say?
So what you got for us tonight? I said, what you got for us tonight?
Let me see. Sweet Tea, you want to do something? Okay, we're going to wait on Sweet Tea. Let me see.
All right, hold on.
Five by...
Before you do that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, go ahead. Crazy. You always play, man.
I can't help it. It's in my blood.
Hey, look, you remember the two entrees I ordered the other night, right?
Where?
The two entrees I ordered for myself the other night.
Yeah.
Got out of the car and dropped all my food on the ground.
Are you serious?
All my food on the ground. Oh, my God. Everything on the ground.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, man. That's crazy.
You were so sleepy? That is crazy.
Yeah, I was tired.
You had a lot of food, too. I didn't know you ate like that. You had two for 20. I was like, oh, my God. I ain't never seen one person eat two for 20. Yeah, you got a fat boy inside.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my
you hear
God.
Me? I'm glad I ain't the only one. You got a fat boy inside of you.
Wildin'. Get your life.
Get your life. I'm trying to live my life.
Yeah, I got to find mine, man, you know.
Oh. Look, you left yours in. What's that say? I left my. Dang, go on. I can't remember. It's an old school song. I left my something in. Is it? I don't know. I'm going to figure it out.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say it later. Watch me. Watch. I'm going to be ready.
You're going to be ready. You be ready.
Ready. I'm going to be ready. So, what you got for us?
Oh, man, let me see. Okay, let me go this way. So I was walking down the street before I could understand the cloud that stood before me, dark with pleasure, confused by the blooming flowers there in the mist. I saw the rain and smelled it before it fell. My face was vague with construction of an in-bay intersection, for I was inconceited with great words. I was deceptive for the deceptions of my deceit. Within the depths that I found myself lost, without a cause, not paying the cost to be my own boss, I was dwelled within poverty. I saw myself dying, for all these things were into me, like my integers, my energy was gone, for I did not know how to strive. I flew down by myself, by my side, my shadow was there close as I was lost. Transparent for all my vague images, everything seems vague. I was the mirror on the wall, looking at myself as I walked away from my own cloud, stood in a puddle and saw my reflection. There I stood. Truth. Rah.
All right. Life. Hey,
like
sweetie. What's up? How you doing? You rock your jewelry yet?
Oh, yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Truth Hurts Designs. All right, everybody. That was Truth in the building. And, man, the dude is off the chain. Oh, my God. I'm sorry you dropped your food, but you probably left it for the deers, maybe. They probably already scooped that up. My bad. All right, we got Miss Nikki in the building. What's up, Miss Nikki? Get your life.
Hey. Get your life.
I know. Look,
and
I know. Truth
I left my wallet in El Segundo.
Yes, that's it. I was gonna say that. Oh my God, you my G man.
I left my wallet in El Segundo.
Oh my God, here we go, Truth. That's how I felt.
And that, what's up? Look. That's right out here too. My sister lives in El Segundo.
Yeah, you left your food in El Segundo. That's how I'm about to say.
Oh my God, El Segundo.
Yeah, I ain't heard that song in a long time.
Okay, ain't that Tribe Called Quest?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
that's what
is,
I thought.
It is. Yeah,
I left my wallet in El Segundo. Oh my God. That's what y'all know my hot mess.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I need
y'all
you.
Y'all good.
All right.
Y'all good.
Every day.
Week?
Yeah, I'm good.
That's good.
True furry ain't. He's hungry.
Yeah, I guess so. He done dropped all his 2 for 20.
Yeah. Applebee's special.
Oh, I would have did like Domino's and got a receipt and went back and asked them to revamp that.
Yo, you might want to do the daggone 5-second rule, snatch some pieces up.
Okay.
I can't even finish saying it. Oh
my God.
Get myself together. Okay, I'm sorry, Chief. I'm just joking with you. All right, y'all.
It's cool.
Let me get Nikki
it's
back
cool.
on the line. You shouldn't have told me, man.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right. I thought you were going to give me back. But,
yeah, I know.
He is. Always.
Always.
So what's going on with you, Miss Nikki?
Nothing. In the kitchen cooking burgers and, you know. The girl said,
that's
hey, Miss Patty.
I said, how you doing?
She's sitting up here putting bread in the toaster. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
I do have a repeat.
Okay.
Someone didn't hear the show, so I'm gonna my sister. No. My
All
sister.
Right.
He was gonna call
okay,
in last
gotcha.
Week.
You gotcha.
Know, I want
okay.
her to hear it. So, here we go.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Trust is a five-letter word with different meanings. Not too many people are trustworthy. They come to steal, kill, and make new enemies. If I tell you I trust you, don't take it for granted, because very few get through. The heart knows what it wants. But don't think of me as a fool. I'm too old school to be an old school fool. Play me once, shame on me. Play me twice, that's your demise. We get to know third. Remember, I said trust is a five-letter word. T is for together. R is for restraint. U is for understanding and unity. S is for submission. T is for temper. Together we use restraint so that we can understand and have more unity. Because without submission, tempers flare. Trust. I trust you. And that was the one from last week.
I can dig it. I thought you were about to do the other one when you went hard. That was off the chain.
Oh, the misconception?
Yeah.
About the 1-800 choke that hoe?
Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
I might do that one later.
Oh, okay. Somebody might need to hear it.
Somebody might need to hear that one for real.
Oh, you a miss? Yeah, I say all the time. You never know what you have to say. Might be something somebody needs to hear, so.
Okay.
We appreciate you, Miss Lady. I'm going to keep the show rolling.
You.
All right. We got Nikki from California in the building. All right, everybody. This is the first round for shout-outs. Like, I give a shout-out and I pay homage. So don't get afraid. If I call your name out, don't hang up. I'm just saying thank you for calling in. If you want to perform, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. It's just me telling you thank you for taking your time out on this Tuesday night to rock out with us. So next caller I got on the line. What's up? I got my god sister Nancy on the line. What's up? I don't know if she can hear me.
What's up?
All right. What's up with you? Just want to say what's up. I know you're busy, but I just want to, I thank you for calling in.
Oh, yeah, always, sis. I just got off. I was like, yeah, I get to catch a little bit of the show. So let me hear you and jump on. We haven't been on in a while, so definitely had to show some love.
I'm excited. That's what's up. We're going to have a good time.
I'm enjoying now. Right. Shout out to Truth.
Okay.
That's the first one I talked to. Shout out to Truth.
That's what's up. Well, please stay on the line. Got some more for you.
Definitely will.
That's what's up. T Nancy in the building. We got DMX, which I really want. What's up, DMX of Poetry, Mr. Carlos?
Oh, man. How y'all doing? How y'all doing this week, man?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, man. I'm okay. I'm here. A little stressed, man, but I got to keep going. Can't give up.
No, you can't give up.
But at the same time, I haven't had a chance to write nothing lately, man. I don't know. I got a lot on my mind. I just haven't had a chance to write nothing. But
gotcha.
I know I can get you to put a smile on my face just by listening to y'all jam out and stuff, man. So
that's
I'm here.
We're gonna get you right. I'm gonna talk to your spirit through what I'm about to do tonight. So you let me know if it works.
That's what's up. Y'all enjoy the show.
All right. Anytime. All right. All right, so you guys, what I'm going to do before I like to give like some spiritual nuggets, inspirational nuggets. I'll be doing that a little bit later tonight. Every now and then, like different things that I learn, I try to give back to you guys. So I hope it helps. But right now, I'm going to do this in a different form just by starting the next round. So we're going to go ahead and start the next round, and let's get it.
I reached the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me. I'm loving me. Constantly. I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells. And I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back. Possibly because I love every man that's black. From the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime. Or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye, that's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride. And I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Baby, I see you working hard, wanna let you know, proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, challenge me for the better. Take it back and let me pour all my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly up, see you soon. Turn the game on, I'll brush your hair, put your durag on. Want a foot rub, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you.
Thank you.
Let me cater to you.
Love you.
You are beautiful.
So beautiful.
I love the way you are. Love to your every desire. Your wish is my command. I wanna cater to my man, your
for the same man, but we're going by a different plan. Young preachers, I take the PR and add a T to make teachers. But I shouldn't know.
Nah.
To take my Bible out and show it off for a show, but I wouldn't because
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah, the deep down inside, we must all shine. Yeah, it's a small light and it's gonna be hard to find. But it ain't supposed to be easy, it's gonna be hard or so. But if you find a spark soulfully beautiful. Sad to say, I had to say if, cause some people never get a peek at the light, let alone the whiff. Time is short, TikTok, and two, you didn't find your spark, you're not alone, cause somebody else is watching.
Let's
you.
Let's talk about life, talk about goals, talk about love and the fact that he rose, talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows,
yeah. When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
Hey, I see you over there, I know what you're doing. And you eating forbidden fruit, I know what you're chewing. Now think about if every sin had a consequence. Consciously it does, but to us it's just nonsense. I sit back and watch my cousin grow up. Yeah, she's older than me a few years, so what? It's your boyfriend, baby daddy, turn husband. It grows, you're not alone, cause
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah, see what you're going through, who we going to? But here, make your vision clear to see through a thunderstorm. Who?
Who?
Is your question, but it really should be.
what is next. But you know, and he knows, so you don't have to check. Pretend for a firm or confirmation. Just follow your heart, there'll be no complication. For any other situation, you're being missed. Trust me, you're not alone, cause somebody else is seeing
this. Let's talk about life, talk about goals, talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows, yeah. When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. You choose strength that you can go through with it. He already know, so go ahead and do it then.
Hold up. What's the resolution? It's not a solution, but they don't know that to the mind it's an execution. A few nice thoughts trying to cover fear. You should know where resolution limits you to a year. See, Martin had a dream, took more than a year. The first black president was more than a year. Ronnie for the sheriff, hopefully more than a year. Us to be treated equally is more than I fear. But I'm here, and it's all that really matters. Get to see another day, another step up the ladder. I help so many people out, no credit, but I know that he knows.
He knows, I know, he knows.
Listen, that I lust over various emotions. Still runs through my thoughts when it's open. I'm at a loss, but I'm basically hoping that this young man can get his righteous promotion. So I can then carry out your plan that you designed for me to only understand. So I can spread the words that you wrote. And if I hear the words again, I know that you know. Let's talk about life. Talk about goals. Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows.
Yeah.
When you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength that you can go through with it. He already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
See, after last week, I was all excited about the preacher and the dope thing. But releasing it publicly, it revealed something to me that I've never seen. It really made me think about all the things that I did in my past. I thought about all the dirt that I did and all the fix that they had. And what did I do? Yeah, y'all know, I used to sell drugs. But I got a little deeper in the game than that. I was more like a straight up thug. From city to city and from state to state, I was steady chasing that paper. And if I couldn't get it from selling drugs, I just pulled me a caper. See, it was all about my money. Nothing else, it didn't matter. Do whatever you want, dummy. As long as my pockets was getting fatter. I didn't care who you were or none of your responsibilities that you had. I took your wit, your food stamps, your cash, as long as you just sweetened up my bag. I didn't care if your lights were cut off or your rent was due or your food was no food in the refrigerator. I sold dope to a pregnant lady, and yo, she just had to worry about that later. And for years, that was my mentality, y'all, as I ran the entire East Coast. I was leading my own folks astray. But back home, that's where I did it the most. And that's where it hit me. I mean, it hit me very close to home. Somebody was doing the exact same thing that I was doing. But to me, that was wrong. See, you can't sell that stuff to my family. You must have lost your mind. And just like that, y'all, I quit. I left the game behind. So I thought. Well, social media is booming, y'all. Facebook hooking me up with all my old friends. So I sent them a letter in the inbox. I was like, yo, how have you been? They said, yo, Carlos, I'm just getting out of rehab, trying to regain custody of my kids. And another friend was like, I'm out on parole, man. I just did a 9-year bid. And I just found out that Pookie, the young boy that used to make all the runs for me, his mama said he got caught back in 2008. And he won't be coming home until 2023. Another young lady that I knew. Back in the day, she was a real sexy lady. But she got hooked on drugs, y'all. Now she the mother of three crack babies. I can only imagine how many went to prison, and even worse, ended up in their graves. This is why I had to change the way that I was living. Look at the damage I did back in the days. Now, even though that I've changed all later, and I'm still seeing the effects, that's why God put me back in the game. And I got to see if I can clean up this mess. So if anybody need an ear, or maybe just some encouraging words, remember, this is not another story. This is the truth, not just something that I heard.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was harder to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels, perched on a branch with a single question: are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless, and he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words brought something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers, the water moccasins slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say, the black salam man, D-E-R. The black, peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right.
What's up? What's up, everybody? I hope y'all enjoyed that second round of the Lyrical Cypher. I know I did. A few things I just wanted to just put into your ear. Hopefully this helps. If it doesn't, trash it, throw it away or what have you. But these are things that, you know, that I like to share, different forms of inspiration, motivation, and different things that I learn. And I'm learning that self-awareness is key. And I'm going to say that again. Self-awareness is key because it brings clarity. The only thing about it is with self-awareness comes the truth. And sometimes the truth hurts. Most of the time, the truth does hurt. To it's time. I see the need with self-awareness to look into the mirror, not the mirror that's in your bathroom or your house or in your car, your inner mirror, to be able to see what's inside and to see if you're okay with what's inside. If you're not, to be okay with accepting that and changing it. And I can just attest that for myself, because we make our share of mistakes. I've made my share of mistakes. And to be able to look in that mirror and be transparent and be honest with yourself that you may or may not like what's inside. So fix it. Do something about it. And don't hold yourself hostage. It's easy to sit back and wallow in pity or allow people to allow you to wallow in pity. But make those changes. That's the whole point of being in that chrysalis. No.
Hey, I don't know if you know, but it's a little distorted. Sound like it was underwater. Yeah, it's going in and out.
Okay. It's still distorted.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Yeah. You can't hardly hear you.
Hold on. Let me try that one more time. I'm still in the parking lot waiting for my son.
Oh, okay.
Is it still the same thing?
Yeah, it's going in and out.
Oh, okay. All right, so y'all stay on the line. I'm going to play another round, and I'll be back.
Yeah, it's breaking up real bad now.
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer, because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. It was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted to beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity, shady dealings where the aftermath of her work was only 50 cents. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devilish desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape. That the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin, so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. A back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watchers could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you, that everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
Don't jump up to this non-stop turn and twist. God of his mercy. Watch on the dead of my ground. Emoji Mantanala. Me all a walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, tell me where you take it from. Up on your entrance, pam 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 pam. Girl, let me in me a bit, where you a wait on. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, how where you take it from. Up on your entrance, pam 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 pam. Girl, let me in, why? For you, we would be more than dead to take you and lead you to the promised land. Me 20-foot diving, all you got to do is be true, so let's go in. Fun, satisfy your emotion. At half of the breath, instantly she rust. She no old and tough, and she no got time no rust. Lean smooth and precious, like she never get a cut. One son's a expand up, got to all and pull up. Eat it up, me and forget to eat a mouth. Think I walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money, can tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in me everything. But up man, I call you, no look for them way. You look good enough to get some. No matter what I can say, put on your clothes inside and display. Man, I swear I don't see about night and day. Could you be my only and the woman lay lay? We can't all just smile on her face and say, she wants a man to do the work, not once to play. I'm a rotten man, she says she won't want to stay. I'm with you while I walk like a champion, act like a champion. What a piece of money, girl, tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, from pa pa pam pam. Girl, let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. That's a piece of body, girl. How will you get it from? Not by your entrance. Round, bam, 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 bam. Can let me in. Why? I sing. Oh man, I want to take a long. Really start to plan. So hope you look. I come to one conclusion. What? You supposed to know the work. Supposed to pull a action. Music I'm playing. Your weights and respect. Non-stop ticking. Just like a time bomb. I do every man want slam. Put your hands on and I walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Not find your entrance. Bam, 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 bam. Can't let me in. Me got the thing where you are weird, but walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. How will you get it from? Not find your entrance. Bam, 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 bam. Can't let me in. Cry. I'm going to will be more than dead. To take you and lead you to the promised land. Me 20-foot diving. All you got to do is be true. So let the respond. Satisfying your emotion. On top of the breath. Instantly. She was, she no old and tough, and she no got time no rust. Skin smooth and precious, like she never get a cut. One son's a expert, that's a two-wall and pull up. Giddy up, me up, forget to hit the mouth. Go through all, I walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, round, pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, how will you get it from. Now find your entrance, round, pa pa pam. Can't let me in. Why? Enough man a time. You no look for them where you look. Good enough to get some matter what I can say. Put on your clothes inside and display. Man, I see her and I see her about night and day. Could I be only a new man lately? With a God just smile on her face and say, hey, hey. What a man fi walk it not fi play. What a marathon man who can stay. Me all a walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, bam pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in, me have the thing where you are weird man. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. A piece of body, the woman, where you get it from. Now find your entrance, bam pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in, why? I sing, woman want to settle down and really start to plan. Oh, you look to come to one conclusion, supposed to know.
Yo, yo, yo. Testing, testing. Mic check. Testing, testing. 1, 2. 1, 2. Yo, this thing gone. Yo.
Gotta get my levels up. Bass loud, man. Somebody turn the trouble.
was up. You say you're flowing, but the ground ain't wet enough. Sleeping on who? But you still ain't getting up. I'd rather live it than speak it loose off the top, cause it's leaking. It never stop, cause it's bleeping. I know the levels are peaking, but they can't hear what I say. Go ahead and replay, and then relay your message for another day. Man, I'm trying to multiply two negatives. Get it charged up, just to get a representative. Two wrongs don't make a right, really is. But we'll multiply two negatives, make a positive. Taking on the school still, working on the new deal. I'm loving life, say it twice, but I need a will. To put it down on a paper, write songs. Dang, I gotta say it again, a mic wasn't on.
Man, I don't think they hear me, y'all. Hear me,
if ain't loud enough, please come near me, y'all. Hear me, y'all.
The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Is this thing on mic check? One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Don't hear me, yo, mic check. One, two.
What's up, MC?
Huh?
Master of the ceremony.
Oh.
Move the crowd. Rock him, God MC. R-A-P.
Rap.
H-I-P.
H-O-P.
Ill will. Yeah, that's me.
Spell it out.
So they can see it, but never believe it. Blaming on the service, not a message they never receive it. Way over there, cause my voice ain't strong
hey,
enough.
Yo. I come to you, but it's cord ain't long enough.
Turn me up another notch, please. Not kinda cocky. The other way, please stop G. Before I drop the mic and start fool around, everybody wave your hands and move in the crowd. Moving the crowd, moving the crowd. Wave your hands in the air for moving the crowd.
Hey, yo.
They ain't looking, so I know they ain't listening. This is thing on, man. I must be whispering.
Man, I don't think they hear me, y'all.
Hear me,
if ain't loud enough, please come near me, y'all. Hear me, y'all.
The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
Is this thing on mic check?
One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
Don't hear me, yo, mic check. One, two.
I'm just trying to get my shine on. See, I'm just trying to get my shine on. I'm just trying to get my shine on. See, I'm just trying to get my shine on.
Let's go.
Trying to get back to this grind. Trying to get back every single time. Trying to get back to this flow. Ill nation, but they don't hear me though. Trying to get back to this grind. Trying to get back every single time.
Yeah.
Trying to get back to this flow. Ill nation, but they don't hear me though.
You don't learn one thing, please learn this.
Learn some.
Ill with the illest and I run this.
Run some.
Talking about the path.
This morning I woke up with breakfast in bed on my mind, but instead I had to get up and take a part and clear my mind. You see, something was wrong in the midst of my own error. I was misunderstood and didn't understand the feeling. You see, my life was lost because I couldn't count up the cost to be the boss because I didn't have a job. And see, my mom was on drugs. And see, my little sister was out in the streets. See, doing bad things, I didn't like this, so I tried to figure out a way to bring my family out of poverty. See, born and raised in the ghetto, we didn't have much things to understand, but see, our car was better than the rest of them. So daily I walked to school, it seemed like I was getting beat up because our things were better than theirs. Understand that I was still a young child, not even a toddler anymore, but see, I was just beginning to understand the great things of responsibility. These things were coming for me because I was the oldest of three and one. Four, that is, three boys and one girl. But see, I seen apart from the rest of them because I was different, and see, I didn't want to be like the rest of them. Seemed like they were all going down the wrong road, traveling down the wrong things. Gang banging, drugs and guns and violence. See, I didn't understand that man was still rising. See, I've been seeing in the beginning of the livelihood how it was becoming. He was becoming the great man I called Mr. Pistol. Understand, this is a great man. I was still praying on the great man's steeple. See, the Lord walked with me daily and kept me alive through these great things and these travesties and catastrophic demise. See, I was loving myself and guiding myself and understand I had to be better to myself. I didn't want to be a part of this great man's society, dead man's entities. These things were coming for me. This was a metaphorically thesis. See, I'm loving the great man that I've become because I understand that I made it out of dead man's poverty. Truth be told, unorthodox speaking and great words I'm metaphorically seeking. Symbolically, I'm simple. Great man's I'm comfy, but I'm speaking with no dimples. See, I keep my hair shaved and my beard, which you call my mane. And see, on top of my head, I got my crown. So I stand afar from being low to the ground. See, I never stumble or fall flat on my face, but I always catch my face and sing amazing grace. See, this is a great great words that are entwined coming from my mind as I get down, dance to the soothes of my own reality, my identity. This is the state things, and this is how I'm coming from thee. See, I'm coming for y'all who don't understand dead men living in a dead man's poet society. Great things, this isn't a sobriety test on AA Anonymous. Great things, I see I'm coming because this is anonymous. Anonymous, see, I'm absent for great man's scene, not public and violence, and not doing things of dead man's society. See, I'm coming out from under and being separated. That's what the word says. Acts 2:38, you better get it right. Your soul searching, seeking great things, and this is believing. See, I'm bleeping in the great limelight. To understand, this is the great things that I like. I like to eat Mikey Nights on my spare time. I understand, sit back and watch a movie. This is groovy to me, the great man's dance in my own reality. These things are my life, and I'm living with stability. This is my reality, not my humility. See, truth be told, in great words, you're gonna understand how I'm being made whole. Feeling myself, understanding myself. I'm always loving myself. This is how I'm guiding it. See, I'm feeling great things today because I'm smiling. But see, it's great man's obstacles. And I almost died, but I lived and still here, man. I'm an optional. Options too good or bad, but see, I love the Lord, so I continue to do what he said and not be sad. This is what I had before I left. Just great words to express myself and not sit in vain to understand that I don't have to be sad and be a lame man, but understand that I can be better. Not a father yet, but I pray one day I have a daughter to raise and keep away from those haters. Bite biters, great men, a dead man's backslider. This is Slayer like Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. See, I cipher on great man's blood. Jesus continue to keep me within. Not a dead man's sin, but this is how I love myself. I'm always guiding it. See, I never be fake to myself. I always be true to myself. Understand that I'm riding. Riding on a great man's cloud where Jesus continue to keep me in. Not an endo cloud. Don't need to be high to have fun. But I always understand this is how we have to get it down before it's a rerun. Truth. Epics and great man's distortion and proportions. Rah!
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Oh, sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help. When the enemy created walls, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord.
Stay on point. Motivation starts the moment you believe in yourself. It's that moment you're no longer complacent, but rather determined to reach beyond imaginations into the reality that anything is possible within your reach. You just have to grab it with confidence and don't let go. Run with patience and let your hope float. There's always challenges ahead of you, but don't let that slow you down or pause you. You believe in you despite the negligence and negatives of people. Keep pressing no matter the odds. Be strong Be encouraged. Be you. Be motivated.
Really,
really will I be made whole?
Really,
will the soul of my dawn be strengthened? Can I find, can
really,
I hide? Really can I walk in the greatness of the meekness?
Really
can my love be strong? Can you understand what's made wrong? Will it be long? Really can I find the heights between the mountains? Will they crumble? And my voice as it speaks? Will the rivers ripple? Will the valleys be echoed through the valleys? Shadows of death we don't understand, don't fear nothing. Really, it is the soul to be made too long, for this story will always be told. Will it be between the books and pages of our own statutes? Will the structure be well known up under our feet? Will our foundation be strong in me? Really, will the love for the long suffering and the bufferings? Will the meekness be guided by the happiness and the joy? Really, do you understand strife and dying by knives? Gunplay not fair for us to live and lie and die in vain? Really, can love show me what is done? Where the end begin and end? Really, tell me where your heart, does it pump blood fluently? Does it run like never ending courses, fluent like floods, rivers, streams? Does it stand still like an ocean in the midst of the jungle? Really? Do you roar like I do, like a lion in the brush, hiding to be lurking, seeking and leaking? Really? Can you feel the soul to be made whole? Will your mind be underwind and rewind for the fast forwardness of a greatness? Will your past present be the meat of your future? Really? Will the sun shine before the stars run moon away? Before dawn invades summer? Really? I don't understand life at its best. Sometimes at its worst is where I get my strength. Really? Yes, see, thunder and lightning comes greatly. Too soon for me to understand hardly. Really? So do you understand where life lives? Will it die in vain? Will you live and lie insane? Will you all be coming within the Cain? The Cain of your Cain before Abel killed his own brother? Really? Does it end in this? Does it end like this? Will you live in love and life? Really? This has been the Truth Productions exclusive. Listen to us roar. Rah!
Missed. For my homies in the wrong corner, stuck with a dilemma, trying to figure it all out. I'm back at it again to my pad and my pen, poking holes in the paper as I tack it again to the wall with the question, how did I actually win? It's been a battle swinging but missing like attacking the wind. See, they know me round town as the one that put it down on the mic, snatching crowns, still distinguished with the sound. Everybody wanna meet you, swear they wanna feature, but they plotting on the low to see how they gonna defeat you. I peep game, then I sharpen my pen, coming up with the first line. I start with a sin, a lie, but the people eat it up, they want more of it. I'm tired of this freestyle and I'm getting bored from it, but I can't afford it cause I need the attention. Like if I don't go hard, they'll put me in detention. But did I mention all the tension that I get when I rhyme? They say, "Will, quit front and spit something one more time." This is my last line. My last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be better than my last line. And that's my last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be. Hey, you in the city, a sore thumb, and you know it. Painting pictures on these raps, yeah, you a poet, but you dumb it down, crayon rap. You telling short like God gave you the cup to drink, but you rap the poet, sharing the wealth that was meant for yourself. When you trying to make sure everyone is right, you get left way out of the picture. You never doubt if they with you, forgot about all the issues. Without a doubt, they won't miss you. Listen, all of the fake love you get is intuition, cause they wouldn't rock with you if you was the competition, and you know this. Everyone is a locust, keeping
you off your focus. Never asking who wrote this. So quote this, you when you got a gift, you don't sound the same. So when you try to follow the crowd, it goes down the drain, you drown it, man. Searching for love, you'll always be on the run. Real quick, let me do one more track and I'll be done. This is my last line. My last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be better than my last line. That's my last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be. Hey dawg, I just wanna let you know. Tina, stay in your lane, man. Be that sore thumb. Just don't get your respect for it, homie. Don't follow the crowd. Just be you, man. It's like God sculpted you too. I promise it's all gonna work out. Missed. For my homies in the wrong corner. Yeah, this it right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ day. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts are too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch it. Cause faith tells me without a sign is nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy. Reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See, everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see, you two don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son. Speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name. This is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith. I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page. What can I say? Look what I made. Hope I say. There's no rage in the tail because I ain't safe. The mix you flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical pecs, you wait till it hits you. I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation will have you stuck again. Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.